Today, Elgin is the next stopover on the Your Hometown Tour. Tag along as we show you their downtown, the eateries, and all the places that'll make Elgin your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.
Oh, this is going to be good. 720 WGN, good evening. I'm John Landecker, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Going to be here till 7:30, and then we join the Blackhawks. And yeah, Elgin, your hometown. We are going to 9 South Spring Street, that is location, for Rediscover Records, the audiophile playground, right up my alley. Rich Wagner is the owner, and Rich is with us right now. Good evening, Rich. Thanks for coming to WGN.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much.
Sure. So, your record store sounds... When I was on your website today, this is the perfect record store for me. I mean, I've been to, you know, I've been to a bunch of record stores in my time, right? But
sure,
what you seem to be doing is a little bit extra, for lack of a better term. And also, it's got a little attitude. Just let me read a little bit from this website. This cracked me up immediately. They have a couple of sentences here about what they're not looking for. You know what I mean? When you go to a website for a record store, you usually see a statement of what we're not looking for, right? How often do you see that? Listen to this. Not looking for classical, opera, Grandma's Reader's Digest box sets, Mitch Miller and the Gang, 101 Strings, or the Kingston Trio. How do you even know who those artists are?
Well, people must have bought those in days gone by, because thousands of them seem to exist.
Grandma's Reader's Digest box set. That's the one that really, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, so, we've all seen them somewhere.
Yeah, so you take records, people can bring records to you to sell, and you also sell new vinyl. Have I got that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so when I was on the website and I'm looking, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to look at these new releases, and I'll bet that there's nothing there that I'm going to be familiar with. You know, like there'll be more current artists, and I'm going, wait a minute, Wilco, The Cure, Todd Rundgren, U2, a Beatles Revolver box set, and the one that really hit me in the face was Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. There's a reissue on vinyl of that?
That's, yes, there probably is, but the one that you saw was a pre-played used one.
Okay.
What we try to focus on with the homepage are current newer releases, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
2022 releases like the Wilco record or
right
things like that. And then reissues like The Cure or The Clash is on there, I believe. The Bets is a newer release.
Well, the thing that struck me was I have that Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen album from its original issue, and I saw them. It was one of the best concerts I ever attended. It was Joe Cocker, and Leon Russell was in charge of everything, and it was just really, really unbelievably cool. So I saw, I guess we call it a meme or whatever it was. It was a timeline, and it didn't have any words in it, but let me describe it to you. Starting, going left to right, there was a vinyl record. Then you move over to the right, there was a cassette tape. Then you move a little bit more, there was a compact disc. Then you move a little bit more to the end, and there's a vinyl record. Saying that literally, what goes around comes around. No pun intended,
yes.
If you know what I
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, all right.
Right?
Well, as I like to say, we've come full circle on this.
Yes, it's true, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's nice. People have their digital or their streaming, but there's plenty of young people coming in who are literally rediscovering or discovering records who may not have even grown up with them.
Right. And how much of your business would you think that demographic or those people are? I mean, is it?
I'd say at least half or even more are people under 30.
No even kidding.
Dozens of teenagers come in.
What?
And buy records. Yes, indeed.
Wow. And there's another thing that I really impressed me about your website. By the way, in case you're just joining us here at WGN, your hometown, Elgin. Right now we're talking to Rich Wagner, who's the owner of Rediscover Records. I went to the merchandise section. And, yeah, we've got some Rediscover Records T-shirts. And we have, you know, vinyl cleaning kits. But then we have a 45 RPM adapter. And I'm like, and also one of those really disgusting inserts. I don't know if you've ever tried to put those yellow plastic pieces of crap in the middle of a 45 RPM record.
Those are next to impossible. Yeah.
And I thought, I was really impressed with that, that kind of merchandise was available at your store.
Yes, thank you.
Do you carry 45 RPM records?
Yes, we do. We have a few, and those are all, you know, what you would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Some days gone by, maybe you played them at a former employer in your day, who we won't name.
Oh, we can. You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right. But I thought it was so cool that you had... And these are new, by the way, if anybody's listening to this. I guess they're still being distributed and manufactured. And probably because of the Sturgeon vinyl purchases that you were just referring to with kids coming in.
Yes.
You're at 9 Spring Street. What are your hours?
We're here Wednesday through Saturdays, 12 to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 12 to 4.
And people can visit your website. Can you give us that?
Yes, it's rediscoverrecords.com.
And your phone number. I want to get everything in.
It's 847-961-8445.
Yeah. Now, I know that I got a gift for Christmas from my eldest stepson, and it was... You know, back in the day, there was this thing called the Columbia Record Club, where if you signed up, they'd send you an album every month. This was like that, but not like that. It's a website, it's a company that the gift is they will deliver two albums to you for 3 months. That's two albums a month. That was the gift. And the first album that came with the certificate was Donovan and an album called Mellow Yellow, and it was the original printing or pressing, I guess that's the right word. And and that was very I thought that was very cool, and that's just another indication of how far vinyl has returned, you know.
Absolutely. Or you'll see records that we won't mention names, but we'll just say box store retailers carry them, and that's as good an indication as any that there has been this renaissance in vinyl.
No,
and that helps little small shops like this as well.
I understand totally what you're saying. I was shopping at one of those stores that we won't mention, and it blew my mind that they had vinyl. I mean, it's like, hold on a second. Where did these things come from? But just to support what you said, it's the vinyl's here. Hey, I want to say thanks for you. Thanks for coming on, Rich. How long have you been owning Rediscover Records?
We opened in 2010, and it's right in downtown Elgin. We love it here. I mean, if I won the lotto, I wouldn't move. And to really appreciate the station doing this feature on Elgin and downtown Elgin and some of the businesses and the art that's going on here and some of the smaller places.
Well, it's our pleasure.
That, here, that we love, yeah.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for being with us.
Thank and you. I'm humbled, John. Thank you.
Thanks. At 720 WGN.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions for the next Your Hometown selection at WGNradio.com/your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Doing good and supporting Illinois communities.